Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our series from Madhuban. For those of you that are here in person and those that are watching online, my name is Lionel, and it's my pleasure to introduce our dear Bhavnaben. Bhavnaben with the beautiful smile, as you can see. I asked her behind stage whether she ever took the smile off, and she never gave us an answer, so I think that means no. Bhavnaben is the RCT for Asia and Oceania, so many of you from that region know that already. And she's also, in terms of harmonizing sanskars, she's been able to do that, having been a Brahmin for 55 years, 44 of which were outside of Bharat. And, you know, Bhavnaben has the harmonizing capability of doing Lukic University and coming out with a degree, as well as doing Baba's University and coming out with a big degree there. Was it land or construction, or which degree was it? Sorry. And so without further ado, let's welcome, give her a big welcome, please. Bhavnaben.
Thank you. Om Shanti. So today's topic is very beautiful, harmonizing our sanskaras. And we can only reveal Baba through harmonizing our sanskaras. This is like a theme of this season's bhakti. And we all have aim to harmonize our sanskaras. And Baba has been saying a lot in various Avyakt Murlis how to harmonize our sanskaras. But I would like to tell you little story about our Hindi mythology, Indian mythology. There is a one scripture which called Bhagavat. In Indian mythology, there are four main scriptures. One is Ramayana. In Ramayana, you see the Rama, Sita, Ravan, all these stories. Second one is called Mahabharata. Mahabharata, you can see the stories of Kauravas, Pandavas, which Baba mentioned quite a lot in Murlis. Third scripture is Bhagavad Gita. Gita is like a Bible of the Hindu religion. Yeah, main scripture. And fourth one is a Bhagavat. In Bhagavat, lot of stories are written about Krishna and gopis. And lot of things are written about Maharas, great dance. Because that's where this word has come, doing Maharas, great dance. So in Bhagavad they say that whenever there is a full moon day, evening time, all gopis and Gopi Vallabh, Krishna, they all come together near the bank of Jamuna River. And then they perform this dance together. So this Maharas, great dance, only took place on full moon day. Why they do this ras on full moon day? So full moon is a memorial of the present time. Baba says, we have to become complete, perfect. We have to achieve our karmatit stage. That's the reason they do dance on full moon day. Second things they have written, whenever they perform this dance, they always perform this dance in a circle, not a half circle, just complete circle. So complete circle is also symbolic thing of making our fort very strong, very powerful. So Maya cannot enter in that fort. And that is our aim of the Sangam Yuga, to become the conqueror of Maya, conqueror of nature. Through Gyan and Yoga, I have to make that fort like that, strong. Like when we all came to Baba, which quality first attract to us? Which quality? Think about. Simplicity. What else? Love. Gyan we all understood later. But first thing attracted us was Baba's love, family's love, those who were instrument, their love attract us. And that love became like a fortress for us. I remember one example of one brother. He has been in Gyan for a long time. And after a while you can see it becomes like a routine. Gyan, Yog, Murli, all this become a routine. So this brother had chat one day with me. And he said, "Sister, I think long time I am following routine. Now is time for me to break the routine." And I said, "What do you mean break the routine?" He said, "Now I want 1 month holiday." Yeah? So no class. I won't be coming to class or center. Just 1 day I want complete break. What else can you say? I said, "Okay, if you want break. But whenever you feel to come, you are most welcome." And then I noticed 3 days he did not come to class. 4th day, I saw him in class. And after class, I asked him, "Brother, what happened?" And he said, "Sister, I can't keep away myself too long from Baba, Baba's center and Baba's family. I had to come back." So imagine which quality attract them is the love. Yeah. So I have to make the fortress of this very, very strong, powerful. So Maya cannot enter. Any negativity cannot enter. That's why they always perform dance in a circle. 3rd thing. Yeah, whenever they perform the dance, their soul is ignited. You see all gopis have, you know, little light in their forehead. So ignited light is a symbolic thing of merging in Baba's love. The essence of the one of the scripture, Bhagavat, essence is to become love-lean. In Murli, many times you have heard this word. Baba says we have to become love-lean, merge in Baba's love. Yes, so all gopis were merged in Baba's love. Gopi, actually this word is a Sanskrit word. What is the meaning of gopi? Many times we hear in Murli, gopi and gopi vallabh. Yeah? So what is the meaning of gopi? Go means physical sense organs. P means the one who is the controller of the physical sense organ. The one who is a self-sovereign. The one who is the master of the physical sense organs. They are called gopi. So when you are merged in Baba's remembrance, what happens? You become self-sovereign. Yeah, what is the meaning of Krishna? Krishna means the one who attracts the human mind. So golden aged Krishna we already know. But Shiv Baba's name is also a Krishna. When Baba Krishna comes on this earth, what he does? He steals our mind, which is softer than cream, makhan. That's why in bhakti they say Krishna was a stealer of the butter. Yeah, he used to steal the butter because he loved the butter. Even in this world, we don't have to steal butter. You can't imagine Krishna was stealing butter in golden age world. Not possible. But when Baba Krishna comes on this earth, he steals the butter of my mind. He makes the mind belongs to him. Yeah, that's why in Murli what Baba says, children, man, mana, bhava. He always says, turn your mind towards me. He never says, turn your body, turn your wealth towards me. No. Because Baba is the best psychologist. He understands the psychology of human mind. Whichever direction, mind will go. Body and wealth will go automatically. Yeah, that's why Baba says every day in Murli, Bache man mana bhava. Children, turn your mind towards me. Yeah, so Baba has stolen this butter of the mind. He made us belongs to him. That's why he is called stealer of the butter. So I was talking about these gopis. Yeah, when they were merged in Baba's remembrance, the light was ignited. Yeah, and gopis had great love for Murli. They would not survive without Murli. That is our memorial. We all are the gopis and gopis. Baba is our gopi vallabh who plays the flute. Yeah. And we are the one who experience super sensuous joy while listening the Murli. Yeah? So perfect memorial of the present time. Yeah? We all love Baba's Murli so much. Why we love Murli so much? We love, of course, Baba so much. But Baba's Murli also we love. You can see the letter Murali is made with five letters. This word is made with five letters. M, U, R, L, I. And these five letters gives us very, very beautiful message. First letter is M. M means manthan. Manthan means churning. After listening Murli, I have to churn Baba's Murli. And when I churn, beautiful points will emerge. Second letter is U. U means understand. I have to understand each and every aspect of Baba's Murli. When I understand, then I'll able to help others to understand. Third letter is R. R means read, revise, and realize. Daddy Janki, I remember, used to read Murli how many times? 3 to 4 times. Mamma used to read many times. When you read once, doesn't go in. But if you read few times, it will go in our intellect. Then we remember good points. Then transformation will come in our life. Yes? So R means read again and again. Yeah? Realize. Remember. Yeah? Next letter, fourth letter is L. L means learn. Yeah? Every day when we listen Baba's Murli, one good point I have to learn for myself. Yeah? First I have to learn. Then I can able to teach others very easily. And fifth letter is I. I means intoxication. Imbibe. When I imbibe Baba's Murli in my life, then I'll experience godly intoxication. And this is a permanent intoxication. Once I have this intoxication, I don't need any worldly intoxication. Yeah? So just see this word Murli gives us very, very beautiful message. And Murli has actually 5 specialties. Do you know? Just visualize that physical Murli, flute. That flute has 5 specialities which Baba wants us to imbibe in our life. When you see the physical flute, that flute does not have any knots anywhere. Just straight stick is there. No knots. So Murli doesn't have any knots. So I should not keep any knots in my mind. Knots of feeling of hatred. Knots of feeling of revenge, taking revenge. Any kind of negative feelings I should not have in my mind. Second speciality of Murli. You see, Murli doesn't play automatically. You have to play it. You have to play the music of the flute. So Baba also says, don't talk too much. If it is necessary, you talk. Daddy Guljar, this is a speciality of Daddy Guljar. If Daddy Guljar is sitting in meeting, everybody is discussing different topics, different things. Yeah? But Daddy would not say single word. You have to ask Daddy Guljar, okay Daddy, what do you think about this? Then she would share her thoughts. Yeah? So wherever there is a necessary, you talk. Otherwise, keep quiet, silence. Yeah? Third speciality of Murli, you can see whenever you play the music of the flute, it's very, very sweet. Beautiful sound is there. Everybody enjoy the sound of flute. So Baba also says, whenever you speak, speak sweetly. Speak less. Speak softly. speak such words which can create hope and enthusiasm in people's mind, gives them lot of encouragement. That is speaking sweetly. Fourth speciality of Murli is, when you see the flute, you see inside, flute is hollow, empty. Nothing is inside. Yeah? So Baba also says, children, you become empty like a flute. Empty with what? Empty with body consciousness. Arrogance. Body consciousness has four different steps. First one, which we call awareness of the body. I am a male, I am a female. It's like an awareness of the body. That is the first step. Second step is body conscious. I have such a good talents. I have this and this skills in my life. That is called body consciousness. And third stage is called arrogance of the body. Sometimes people have arrogance of their name, fame, position, possession. Yeah, their intellect, knowledge, no negative bad feelings, but you can see this person is a bit arrogant. Yeah, that is called arrogance of the body. And fourth stage, it's called strong arrogance. In Hindi, we have very beautiful word for that, ghamand. But in English, no translation for that particular word. Yeah, so we call strong arrogance. In that one, you see lot of negativity is there. Feeling of hatred is there. You putting down somebody, make yourself here, other person is here. Yeah, hierarchy is there. So that kind of feeling, from a distance, you can see this person is very arrogant. Yeah, lot of arrogance is there. So, I have to become free from this kind of ghamand, strong arrogance, body consciousness, arrogance of the body. And have to become hollow, like a flute. Then I can enjoy my life. Yeah, then I can experience ati indriya sukha. Super sensuous joy. Yeah? And fifth speciality of Murli is, Murli always surrender to God. That's why Krishna used to keep the Murli with him all the time. While sleeping, while doing something, Murli would always stay with Krishna. Krishna had great love for the Murli. Yeah, so Baba also says, I have to become surrendered to Baba. Then Baba will keep all the time me with him. Now I tell you one little story. Says that one day what happened? Krishna, he used to love the nature very much in his life. He used to go every morning to the nature. He start talking with the plants, trees. They all become very happy. Yeah? So one day Krishna came out to the garden. That same sparkle was not there on his face. Yeah? So he was standing near bamboo tree. Yeah? So bamboo tree asked question to Krishna. Krishna, you are not looking very happy today. What happened to you? And Krishna said, today I want your help. And then bamboo tree asked, what kind of help do you need? And Krishna said, "Today I want your life." And bamboo tree surrendered to Krishna. And then he made little flute out of that bamboo tree. Yeah? So he surrendered. That's why Krishna all the time keeping the flute with him. So when we become surrendered to Baba, Baba will keep us all the time with him. Surrender with what? Surrender through the mind, intellect, sanskaras, everything. When I surrender to Baba, then Baba will keep me with him. So these five specialities Murli had. Yeah? And that's why gopis' light was ignited when they were performing the dance. And fourth speciality of the dance is, whenever they would perform dance, each and every gopi were experiencing the company of Krishna. Yeah? So that is also memorial of the present time. Whenever we do the dance of Karma Yoga, what do? We keep Baba all the time with us. We become real Karma Yogi. Generally in the world we say to everyone, God is not omnipresent. But here Baba's children, they experience Baba's company everywhere. For them, Baba is everywhere. Wherever you are, you can invoke Baba and experience Baba's company. I remember once I was visiting, I think one of the country, I think somewhere in Canada I was there, and there was one sister there. And she had very, very beautiful habit. You know, anytime, whenever we sit in her car, she would say to us, first remember Baba, 2 minutes. Then she would turn the engine on. Otherwise, she would not turn the engine of her car. Yeah, so we all had to sit in Baba's remembrance. And that was the day, Thursday was there. That day I was leaving, and this is the sister who's supposed to drop me to airport. Yeah? So we were running very late because, you know, Thursdays, usual then, little longer procedure is there. And I was running quite late, and quickly I ran and sat down in her car, and she said, "Sister, remember Baba, 3 minutes. I said, "Okay." And we all sat down in Baba's remembrance. And after 3 minutes, she turned the engine on. Yeah? An interesting thing was that all the way from center to airport, green light was there. No red light. We did not have to stop. Yeah? So that's what it is. When you keep Baba with you, hey, you experience that help from Baba. Yeah? So that's why all gopis, when they were dancing with God, not alone. And fifth quality of this Maharas was, each and every gopis, they were in circle, and their steps and music, everything was in rhythm. They were holding each other's hand, and everything, whole scene, was in rhythm. Yeah? So that is also our memorial. Baba says that is called the power of gathering and cooperation. These two qualities are there, then what happens? Anything we can do easily. Any task we can perform easily. We know when we are in gathering, each and every souls are different. They have their own quality, own personality. They have their own sanskaras. But Baba says, I need to see their goodness. When I see their goodness, then it's easy to cooperate with everyone. Like in our hand, you see, 5 fingers are there. They all are in different shapes and different size. Yeah? But when they all cooperate together, you perform the wonders. Yeah? Dadi Prakash Mani used to tell us one story. Yeah? One day what happened, there was a very big debate amongst these 5 fingers. Each and every finger was saying, I am number one. And they all had reason for that. First, this first finger said, I am the highest. The reason was, I remind everyone God. Now, when we say, remember the one who lives up above, we always point out the first finger. Yeah? So first finger had so much intoxication that I remind everyone God. That's why I'm number one. Then the second finger said, I am number one. Amongst these 5, this is the tallest one. So I am already number one. Yeah? And then this third finger said, I am number one. Because in path of devotion, whenever they perform little devotion, they apply the dots, tilak, to gods and goddesses, they use this finger. Not first, not last, but this one. Ring finger, this is called. That's why this finger says that I am used in worship. That's why I'm number one. Then this last finger said, I look very small, but I am number one. Because in Indian mythology, there is one story is written that one day the god of rain became very angry. Generally, God doesn't become angry, but this is a story. Yeah? So when he became angry, there was so much rain everywhere. Everywhere was flooding. And all these gopis and gopis came in front of Krishna and said, please protect us. And Krishna said, yes, I am very happy to help you. But all of you have to give me your last finger of cooperation. Then everyone given the cooperation and they uplifted the whole big mountain. And underneath the mountain, they all were protected. So this little finger had great intoxication that I have given cooperation to God. That's why I am number one. Now this thumb came. Thumb said, I am number one. Because early days you can see, even now some of the villages, people aren't that educated. Yeah? They don't know how to sign, how to do the signature. On name of their signature, they put the thumb. Now, here also, if somebody is doing good, we say give the thumb. If somebody is not doing good, we do thumb like that. Yeah? So thumb has great intoxication that I use and sign all legal documents. That's why I'm number one. Yeah? Now all fingers had their reasons. And there was one judge. He has to find out which one is number one. Yeah? Judge was very intelligent. What he did? He put the one big bowl of the fruit on the table. And he asked, individual finger, go and try to lift the bowl. They couldn't even move the bowl. Yeah? And then judge said, okay, now try it together. And they could able to lift fruit bowl easily. Yeah? Then he said, no one is a higher or lower. You all have equal status. Yeah? So just see the goodness in everyone. Then we can able to cooperate with them. Then we can able to bow down. And that's the way we can able to move forward. Yeah? So in dance, this is a speciality. They always perform in gathering and they hold each other's hand. That is a power of gathering and power of cooperation. Like when you meditate by yourself alone somewhere, that meditation won't be that powerful. But when you are meditating in a gathering, gathering gives you lot of power because it generates very powerful energy and you can experience that energy. So Baba gives us, that's why importance of the power of gathering. Murli, when you read by yourself, when you read in class, you see the difference. So that's why I need to understand the importance of power of cooperation and power of gathering. Yeah. Another thing about this ras, when I can do the beautiful ras of harmonizing my sanskaras, for that I need to understand the value of the people. Because sometimes we give lot of importance to service, sometimes we give lot of importance to the wealth, but all those things comes later. First is my stage. Second is people, my relationship. Third thing comes service, and fourth comes the wealth. Because service and people will come and go. Yeah? But if sometimes I don't maintain good relationship with someone, if that person will go away because of me, he's not going to come back. Eh? So Dadi Janki was sharing this example. One day in Yajna, what happened? One brother created quite sugar syrup to make toli. He prepared night time and he left this big pot in kitchen. And next morning, another brother came whose duty was to make chai, garam garam chai. You know, after Amrit Vela, everybody drinks. So he saw this pot. He did not realize that it's a sugar syrup. He thought it's ordinary water is there. So he chucked away the water and made pot empty. And then he made chai in this one. And after that, the other brother who made that sugar syrup for toli, he came and he saw that he threw away that syrup. He became not that happy. He gave few blessings. You shouldn't do this thing. You wasted Baba's money. You did this, that. Yes, so after those words, he was not very happy. The person who threw it away, this brother was very sad, unhappy, because few others also gave him gyan, because Brahmins are very clever in giving gyan, na? So everybody was saying different things to this poor brother. And he was very upset. Yeah? And what happened? Somebody complained to Dadiji. And he decided, this brother decided, now my case has gone to Dadiji. Now I don't want to live in this yajna. Yeah, I'm just going to go to my home. So he packed his bags and everything. And during that time, somebody gave him message that Dadiji is calling to you. in her room. And as soon as he heard that news, he said, that's all now. After talking with Daddy, I'm just leaving, you know, this yagya. And then he went, he put courage together and he went to see Daddy. And Daddy gave him very good, loving drishti. Daddy asked him, did you eat your breakfast? He said, yes. Daddy said, would you like to try very nice toli I have? Hey, would you like to try it? And he said, yes, Daddy. And Daddy gave very loving drishti, good vibes and toli. And after toli, Daddy said, okay, you go now. That's all. So Daddy did not mention single word of that incident. Yeah? So when he came back to kitchen, he changed his mind. He said, Daddy understands me. Yeah? So I will not leave yagya now. I will stay here. Yeah? So what I mean, sometimes my relationship is more important than service and material things. Those other things comes and goes. But if person leaves, would not come back. Yeah? So I need to pay attention. First, I need to maintain good, healthy, happy, honest relationship with myself. And then with others. Sometimes we all generally blame in nice way. Because of this, this thing happened. Because of that, this thing happened. If this situation didn't come, it would not happen like that. No need to play this blaming game. Yeah? Just I need to see myself and try to establish good relationship with others. Yeah? Then I can able to harmonize my sanskaras. These early days, what happened in yagya, you can imagine 350 Baba's children were here. Yeah? They all had different personality, different sanskaras. But Baba put them together. Yeah? And that was very unique thing from outsider people. Yeah? One day, Shivananda, he was the guru of the Sindhi people. He came to Mount Abu and he saw, oh, in this organization, Brahma Baba has put so many sisters together. They all are living in harmony, living so nicely. So he got strong impression and inspiration from Brahma Baba. And he said, I will do the same thing in my ashram. Yeah? So when he went back, he has chosen 50 educated sisters. Yeah? And only he could leave or look after those sisters 2 months. No more than 2 months. He had enough. Yeah? So in Baba's yagya you can see, yeah, very unique thing because of Baba. God is doing, God is performing this wonderful magic for us, and He is the one who is making impossible things possible. Another thing Baba says, to harmonize sanskaras, I need to have respect for everyone. It doesn't matter whatever soul is doing, but have to have respect for that soul. One day, what happened, I have seen that this example, that Daddy Guljar was here in yagya. And one sister, she was very upset, very, very depressed. She came to see Daddy and said, Daddy, I need to talk to you urgently. Yeah? Daddy said, okay, no problem, you sit down. And then she started talking with Daddy. And she spoke with Daddy nearly half an hour. And very patiently Daddy was listening to her. And when she finished, Daddy said, do you want to say anything else? she said, "No, Daddy, I just told you whatever I felt inside. I emptied my mind and heart in front of you." And Daddy only said two sentences. "Okay, now remember that Baba knows everything. Don't think about whatever you said. It's finished." And 3 days later, again she came in front of Daddy and said, "Daddy, it's finished. Nothing is there. Now I'm feeling good." Yeah? So she gave so much respect, love to that soul. Yeah? And that soul became so happy. Yeah? So sometimes we need to sit down, listen to the people. We have to become a good listener rather than talker. Yeah? Then that's way, because somewhere nowadays people have to go to empty themselves. If inside heart is full with negativity, if you try to put good things, no room. It would not go inside. That's why they need open heart surgery. Need to remove all these blockages. Then good thing goes in. Yeah, so that's what Das Dadis were doing with help of Baba. Yeah, and we have to do, and we have to help people like that. Yeah. Another quality to harmonize sanskaras, I need to become a tolerant and patience. Both qualities I need in my life. Because overnight, nobody can become tolerant or patient. You have to give little bit time. If I remain tolerant, then I can able to help that soul. For tolerance power, I need to work on mercy and patience. And let go of things, whatever happened. No need to hold on to anything. Sometimes we hold on so many things. And what happens? When everything becomes full, it explodes like volcano. On wrong time, wrong people, wrong places. And that creates disservice. Yeah? So that's why Baba says, right time, front of right people. If I have to talk, I talk. Then I get the help. Yeah? So tolerance is a very good quality. And one more quality to harmonize my sanskaras is forgiveness. If someone has done something wrong, if someone has become very nasty for me, it's okay. I have to forgive that soul. Once I forgive from my heart, then I will forget that situation. Some people you can see in this world, they don't forgive people. They keep everything inside. Yeah, I remember there is one little example I have heard somewhere, that there was one nurse in hospital and one patient came in front of her. And this patient was very, very restless, sad. She could feel a lot of things is in his heart, but he's not letting go of that thing. And that's why, yeah, he could not leave body, because he was dying, but soul doesn't want to leave body. So she decided that I should contact the priest of the church, and father can come and talk to this patient and make his journey, he can make his journey a bit easy. Yeah? So the priest came in front of this person. Yeah? As soon as he saw the priest, he became very angry. He said, "I don't want to talk to you. You go away." Priest went away. After few hours, he thought he might calm down. "I'll go again." Again, he came in front of him. Same thing, he was angry. He did not say single word to him. He went away. And then he gave whole day to calm down that person, that patient. Next day, priest came and he started talking to him. And slowly, slowly he opened up and he said, "Why I am feeling like that? The reason is, in my young days, I made very big crime." And then priest asked, "What kind of crime was that?" He said, "I was drunk one day and I gave wrong signal to the train and train passed and hit with the car. And in that car, my mother and two brothers were there. They all died. Since that incident, I consider myself responsible. Because of me, that incident took place. I could not forgive." Yeah? And then priest asked in details, "What was the name of your mother? What was the name of your brother?" And then he said, "In that car, two brothers were there. One of the brother, I was the one of the brother. One died, mother died, but I survived somehow. And on behalf of my mother and brother, I am forgiving you. Whatever happened, it's happened." And after that, this person died very, very peaceful way. Yes, sometimes this forgiveness is very important quality. Yeah, people, they have done sometimes, somewhere in our life. No need to hold on, but let them let go and forgive them. Then I will able to forget certain situation. I remember another lady, I met her, and this lady was very depressed, you know. And nothing was wrong in her body. Every year she would go different test. Everything was good. All parameters in her body was good. But she said, "I'm not happy, I'm not happy." You know, something wrong was in her head. And later on, slowly, slowly, I talked to this lady. And then she said, "What is wrong in her life?" A few years, 35 years back, you know, when she was young, her and her sister both loved somebody. There was a person. And she actually wanted to get married with this person. But she loved her sister so much. So she gave chance to her sister to get married with this one. Yeah? So she allowed her to marry to this person. But somehow that deep sorrow was sitting in her heart. She would not let go that sorrow. Yeah? And then slowly, slowly, we helped her. And her sister is already dead now. She's not even in her body. Yeah, but still she couldn't forgive her. So now after coming to Baba in meditation, I explain her in subtle region. You visualize Baba. Baba will emerge that soul. You ask forgiveness. And then slowly, slowly now she became all right. Yes, so sometimes it's very beautiful quality to forgive the people. Forgiveness is good quality. With that quality, we can also harmonize our sanskaras. So different method Baba is teaching us to harmonize our sanskaras. Yes, so what are we going to do? You already heard lot about Maharas. Great dance. So how they perform this dance, we will do in practical way. Theory now you understand. Spiritual meaning we also know. But how practically they used to do this little dance, we would like to demonstrate to you. Would you like to do this little dance? Yeah, it's not compulsory. If you feel okay, what you can do, maybe 10 or 15 brothers, sisters can come on the stage and we will play little song, and just with the harmony, everybody will do dance together. And after doing dance, 5-10 minutes, not very long, we will sit down and I have few questions for you for reflection. Yeah, we will do little reflection. So today's session is in 3 parts. First part, now we understood what is a Maharas, great dance, right? Now we perform 10 minutes practically this dance, right? And then 10 minutes we'll have little reflection. Okay? Are you okay with that? Yeah? So it's not compulsory. If you feel free, you can come on stage and we will perform this together. Okay? And some people don't want to come on stage. That is fine. You can do wherever you are sitting. Yeah? On your seat you can do also. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now we will see what Baba has spoken, the rasa of sanskaras. Baba's Murli was 30 September 1975. Bab Dada said, to harmonize sanskaras means to harmonize your rhythm. Baba said, each one's hand was in the hand of other. That is, they were in harmony. That is, their sanskaras were in harmony. It was a gathering of love and cooperation. Baba asked, how many times have you performed this dance? You have performed it many times. So why do you sometimes forget it? However, what do you say when any situations arise? At that time, you become a devotee. That is, you become weak. I have to harmonize sanskaras. I have to die. I have to bow down. I have to listen to others. I have to tolerate. Will this happen? By saying such things, you become devotees. Therefore, now finish any trace of being a devotee. Only then will you be able to reach the stage where this dance is performed. Otherwise, you will only become observers. There is not as much pleasure in just watching as there is in performing. So now I have couple of questions for reflection. So first question is, let's reflect on the situation where I am feeling some discomfort. I am not dancing. I am a bit stuck. How does it feel being stuck? Now Baba is inspiring me to do the dance of sanskaras. What will I do now that allows me to dance the dance of sanskaras? Just think about what are the reasons, why am I stuck and not harmonizing my sanskaras with others? What are the reasons? Think about that. Whatever thoughts are coming in your mind, you can start talking with your partner, whoever is sitting next to you. Just start talking, what are the reasons, why am I stuck? Find your partner and just start talking with your partner a couple of minutes. According to language, you can find your partner so you can communicate. Okay, now I have another question for you. You can think throughout the day, today, whenever you get chance. Second question is, what skills and qualities did you need to have to make the dance harmonious? Which qualities I need to imbibe so I can harmonize my sanskaras with others very easily? Now, whoever was listener has to become talker. From your partner, just see. Yeah, this second question, listener become the talker, talker become the listener. Okay? Few minutes you think about that. Thank you. So I'm sure many wonderful qualities have emerged in your conversation. So we continue this conversation throughout the day. Now just few minutes we sit in silence, remember Baba, and say thank you to Baba for good experience. Let's go to Baba for a few minutes.